Please read the instructions and the exercise for task 2. You've got 30 seconds. Now listen to text 2. The best job in the world.
The position that the Queensland Tourist Board advertised recently must count as one of the best jobs in the world. Caretaker of Hamilton Island. Our reporter Susan Taylor talked to the man who's landed the job, Ben Southall.
Ben, within the first 48 hours of the competition, there were more than 7,500 online applications. In the end, 34,000 people applied, each sending in a 60-second video resume. They were told to be creative, and they all were. What made your application stand out?
Well, the basic job requirements were simple. The ability to speak English and some job experience. I once worked as a tour guide and a charity fundraiser in Africa. But what probably made the difference between me and the other competitors was my love of adventure. The jury were impressed by my video, which included clips of me riding a lion and kissing a giraffe. I think that's what got me the job.
What will your new job be like?
As caretaker of Hamilton Island, I will live at Blue Pearl, a beautiful home with a stunning view of the South Pacific Ocean. Sounds horrible, doesn't it? But seriously, it's going to be really tough. I'll have to travel all round the island, which means I'll have to learn how to sail and survive away from civilization. But my main job will be to update the existing homepage and report to a global audience via weekly blogs, photo diaries and videos, so that the whole world can witness the beauty of this island.
Ben certainly sounds happy, but the Queensland Tourist Board is too. The competition and advertising it cost about $1 million, but experts have calculated that the increase in interest in Queensland, Hamilton Island and the Great Barrier Reef is worth 200 times that amount. And Ben's just had an unexpected pay rise. The value of the Australian dollar has gone up since he got the job, and he'll earn the equivalent of £10,000 more than he thought he would. So everyone's a winner.
Now listen again.
The position that the Queensland Tourist Board advertised recently must count as one of the best jobs in the world. Caretaker of Hamilton Island. Our reporter Susan Taylor talked to the man who's landed the job, Ben Southall.
Ben, within the first 48 hours of the competition, there were more than 7,500 online applications. In the end, 34,000 people applied, each sending in a 60-second video resume. They were told to be creative, and they all were. What made your application stand out?
Well, the basic job requirements were simple. The ability to speak English and some job experience. I once worked as a tour guide and a charity fundraiser in Africa. But what probably made the difference between me and the other competitors was my love of adventure. The jury were impressed by my video, which included clips of me riding a lion and kissing a giraffe. I think that's what got me the job.
What will your new job be like?
As caretaker of Hamilton Island, I will live at Blue Pearl, a beautiful home with a stunning view of the South Pacific Ocean. Sounds horrible, doesn't it? But seriously, it's going to be really tough. I'll have to travel all round the island, which means I'll have to learn how to sail and survive away from civilization. But my main job will be to update the existing homepage and report to a global audience via weekly blogs, photo diaries and videos, so that the whole world can witness the beauty of this island.
Ben certainly sounds happy, but the Queensland Tourist Board is too. The competition and advertising it cost about $1 million, but experts have calculated that the increase in interest in Queensland, Hamilton Island and the Great Barrier Reef is worth 200 times that amount. And Ben's just had an unexpected pay rise. the value of the Australian dollar has gone up since he got the job, and he'll earn the equivalent of £10,000 more than he thought he would. So everyone's a winner.